Cambridge Muslim College, training the next generation of Muslim thinkers.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. On behalf of the college and its trustees and staff, honoured to be able to welcome you all to this, our ninth graduation ceremony and celebration. This morning we're going to be reflecting on a year's hard work and achievement, on the discipline of our students, and on the many, many events, both academic and social and non-academic, which make life in our little institution so remarkably rich and rewarding. Turning first to news of our diploma. Today we reach the finishing point of the ninth cycle of the Diploma in Textual Islamic Studies and Leadership. Students this year, number 9 in total, 7 males and 5 females. They hail from different parts of the country and from a range of different Darul Ulooms, both from the Deobandi and the Brailvi traditions. They now go out to join the proud ranks of CMC alumni who are now catalysing new growth in our communities as imams, community leaders, chaplains, and as educators. It's wonderful, in fact, to see how gifted our students can be and how quickly they establish themselves in key strategic positions in the community, both as prayer leaders, but also as educators, able to bridge the gap between the Muslim community and society at large. Thanks to CMC, I think we can say Islam in Britain is not going to be the same again. Our students, with a range of stellar outcomes, deserve appreciation for their impressive academic and personal progression. They've shown with their dedication, their ikhlas, their hard work, how strong Darul Ulum graduates can be. Although our main intention, really, with the diploma is to upgrade the skills of imams, chaplains, and religious instructors, we also find that CMC has served as a kind of academic bridge, taking gifted young Muslim scholars of religion who have achieved their hifs and their ijaza in the traditional way, and then inserting them into the very highest levels of the Western academic system, as well as in Muslim community positions. Their achievement should, I think, help us to regard the Darul Ulum sector and its culture with renewed respect. To give just two very recent examples of their high skills, we learned recently that our alumna Sumaya Bustan has received full funding for her PhD at the University of California at Berkeley, while Nasir Rashid has passed his philosophy MA at Heathrop with distinction. Both merit our warm congratulations, but there have been many other success stories. But the diploma is not all that our college is about. CMC continues to focus on growing its profile as a centre of excellence in research. This is facilitated by our library holdings in English and Oriental languages. We've now opened our dedicated Arabic library, where we're particularly proud of our holdings in Hadith. We also continue our subscription to online academic resources such as JSTOR, which make thousands of academic journals available to our students. We're learning how modern technologies can work decisively in favour of smaller institutions which lack large research budgets, and we hope to extend our students' access to online libraries in the coming years. We've also enjoyed the company and intellectual stimulus provided by our two full-time research fellows. The purpose of these full-time fellowships, wholly funded by the generosity of the Templeton Foundation, is to allow leading Muslim scientists to spend time acquainting themselves deeply with the Islamic theological issues and traditions relevant to their areas of scientific inquiry. The program includes time spent at our partner institution, ISAR, in Istanbul. The first of this year's fellows, Dr. Azim Islam, has been working on the role of the human observer in quantum outcomes. Last September, he convened a very remarkable conference. This, the first CMC conference dedicated to a science and religion topic, brought together some of the world's leading mathematicians and cosmologists, both Muslim and non-Muslim, in a paradigm-shifting event. Speakers included Tim Palmer, professor of physics in Oxford, Adam Barrett, research fellow in complexity science at the University of Sussex, Kobe Kremnitzer, professor of mathematics at Oxford, Awsar Farooqi, senior neuroscientist at the Medical Research Council, Anam Anzak, neurosurgeon at University College London, and others. Many of their papers may now be viewed in video recordings accessible via the CMC website. This year's second fellow has been Dr. Yaqub Chowdhury. Yaqub holds a PhD in physics from Imperial College, where he worked on the physics of plastic electronic materials and their potential for use in lasers. At CMC, he's been exploring the relationship between the latest developments in artificial intelligence with Islamic concepts of mind, soul, and cognition. One of our non-stipendiary fellows, Dr. Mohammed Asad, happily with us today, who also served CMC so well as our founding principal, has published his book, Redrawing the Middle East, Sir Mark Sykes' Imperialism and the Sykes-Picot Agreement. We congratulate him on this monumental achievement, so timely in the light of current questions about the political boundaries of Iraq and Syria. We're very proud to welcome him to this ceremony, and we can tell you that we can offer information and flyers about his book on the table outside, the book being on sale at a discounted price. CMC Research Associate Dr. Namira Nahouza has completed her remarkable book on Theology, Power, and Sunni Islam, published by IB Taurus. We congratulate our former research fellow, Dr. Harith bin Ramli, on his appointment to a lectureship at Edgehill University in Birmingham. Dr. Ibrahim Harvey, who contributes lectures to our BA program and is also a former research fellow, has published his book, The Quran and the Just Society, with Edinburgh University Press. Our Chair of Trustees, Professor Leila Demiri, has completed her volume entitled The Future of Interfaith Dialogue, to be published next month by Cambridge University Press. We've been honoured to host this year two visiting scholars, Professor Ingrid Mattson, who is Professor of Islamic Studies at Huron University in Canada, and Sheikh Yahya Rodas, Director of the Al-Maqasid Institute in Allentown, Pennsylvania. We're grateful to them for their great generosity in giving many lectures and programs for our students, for our online programs, and for the wider community during their stay with us here in Cambridge. A range of other visitors passed by the CMC during the year, including a delegation from the Muftiat of Singapore, the Muftiat of the Russian Federation, and cultural delegates from the Republic of Turkey, the Republic of Uzbekistan, and the United Arab Emirates. We were also honoured to host Mufti Atiq Bastawi of Nadwatul Ulama, Sheikh Atabek Shukurov, Dr. Mehmed Gurmez, Habib Ali Al-Jifri, Sheikh Salim Al-Atrash, and several other senior ulama. We're able to congratulate two of our lecturers, Najah Nadi and Sohail Hanif, for successfully defending their D-Field dissertations at the University of Oxford. On December the 19th to the 20th, we co-convened, along with the Taba Foundation of Abu Dhabi, an international conference on universal science, Al-Ilm Al-Kulli, and the Order of Knowledge. With papers delivered in English, Turkish, and Arabic, this was a major and ambitious event. Speakers included Professor Yahya Mishal, Dr. Talal Al-Azm, Dr. Omer Türker, Dr. Sümeyye Paraldar, Dr. Omar Qureshi, and Dr. Karim Laham, with a closing address given by Dr. Rowan Williams. From the 7th to the 9th of March, we also convened a hugely successful international conference entitled Theological Anthropology in Interreligious Perspective. This was held at the Protestant Faculty of Theology at the University of Tübingen, which co-convened the conference along with our friends at the St. Andrews Theological Institute in Moscow, which we were able to visit 2 years ago. Papers were given by leading scholars, including Professor Recep Şentürk, Professor Dan Madigan, and Professor Saadia Sheikh. The organizers are grateful to the Fritz Thyssen Stiftung for funding. Following the conference's success, we've decided to hold another in March next year here in Cambridge under the theme of nature. Dr. Rashid Skinner has led another of his very popular one-week residential courses on Islam and psychology here at the college for a group of fee-paying professionals in the field. The feedback received from the course participants was, as always, encouragingly positive. We're currently working towards a partnership with him and Abdullah Rothman in developing a course on Islam and psychology to be offered in a variety of key locations around the world. We hope to be able to announce an agreement shortly. From the 12th to the 17th of July, around 90 students gathered at our partner institution, the Azagra Foundation in Granada province in Spain, for our joint annual Al-Ghazali retreat. The topic this year was prayer. Students came from as far afield as Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and even a group from Australia. In order to develop further short programmes and also to coordinate our ambitious plans for a set of online learning modules to bring the CMC's expertise to the wider Ummah, Dr. Zainab Kabba has been hard at work editing and releasing our first pay-per-view classes, together with a range of free lectures filmed on various occasions over our academic year. We congratulate her on her Oxford DPhil in her chosen specialisation of Islamic online learning platforms. Another significant development in the past year has been the formal launch of our innovative BA programme in Islamic Studies. This represents perhaps our most ambitious project yet. We've received validation from the Open University, which is a major higher education provider of considerable prestige with a particular commitment to widening participation in higher education. The association brings great distinction to the college, and we do not regret the long months of work and the mountains of documentation which needed to be brought into being during the application and accreditation process. The first students have now completed the first year of study, having been nourished on a very intensive and rich diet of fiqh, kalam, tafsir, hadith, and Quranic studies, as well as the contemporary intellectual disciplines necessary to make Islam a credible and triumphant reality in today's intellectual battlefield. It has been pleasing to note that so many of our students performed exceptionally well, and examiners from major universities have hinted that our students are producing some of the best work they have ever seen. These are early days, but the BA is clearly already a resounding success, making CMC a leading centre of Islamic studies in the United Kingdom. The BA programme has also benefited from our academic partnership with Ibrahim College in London. We are grateful to our donors, and in particular the Aziz Foundation in London and the National Zakat Foundation, for their generosity in supporting our BA students and lecturers. All in all, it's clear that this has been the finest year yet in the story of our institution. The diploma, the BA, and our ongoing research output represent academic work at the very highest international level. Thanks to divine providence, we've taken yet another important step in the path defined by the college's motto, Faith in Scholarship.
Cambridge Muslim College, training the next generation of Muslim thinkers.